What does Donald Trump's win mean for the Supreme Court? Emily Bazelon is staff writer at the New York Times Magazine, a fellow at Yale Law School, and a court watcher. Hello, Emily.
Hello, Robin.
So set the stage for us. We know, of course, Justice Scalia died last winter. That left four justices, four leaning right, four leaning left. Donald Trump was one of the first to call for stonewalling President Obama's choice to fill the seat. Delay, 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 remember he said. What are you thinking today?
Well, now I think there will be a rush to fill the seat when Donald Trump takes the presidency, and that all the talk we've been hearing from Republicans about how it's fine for the Supreme Court to have only eight members is going to go away like magic. And they will probably choose a justice very much in the tradition of Antonin Scalia, because that will be a quick way for Donald Trump to reassure and give back to his socially conservative supporters who really voted for him on the defining issue of the court and on overturning Roe versus Wade.
Trump had a list about 20 judges, a potential nominee list. One of them was a senator, a Utah Republican, Mike Lee. Do you have a guess as to who the first name up might be?
I don't. I mean, none of the people that he talked about are super well known, and that's not a strike against them. They're mostly judges, with the exception of Senator Lee. And any one of them could prove to be Trump's choice. I'm sure they haven't been vetted yet. Who knows how much actual deep background the Trump campaign really has done on them. And so I expect there will be a winnowing and someone will come to the fore.
Well, and what's the relationship going to be? Not that, I mean, there's kind of a firewall between the presidency in the Supreme Court. But remember, Ruth Bader Ginsburg came out publicly against Trump, called him a faker, said she feared for the court and the country if he were to be elected. She walked some of her comments back. That's not new. We had a Supreme Court justice mouth the words "not true," I think it was, at President Obama when he was speaking. But, you know, as a Supreme Court watcher, what do you think about this relationship?
That was Justice Alito who mouthed those words at President Obama. You know, the Supreme Court's relationship with the president depends who's on the court. And Trump will certainly have one appointee, and he may very well have more. We have three quite elderly justices, Ginsburg, Breyer, and Kennedy. The more people Trump appoints to the court, the more people are going to have, if not some loyalty to him, because you're right, there's an institutional separation, but certainly a cordial relationship going in. And so I think, you know, the idea that it's true that there are sitting justices who may feel oppositional or defiant toward him, but his choices will probably not feel that way.
And just real briefly, will we see an attempt to overturn Roe v. Wade soon?
It's a little tricky for that to happen quickly because the court, as you may remember, had a big decision about abortion in the last term, which seemed to settle the question going forward and which Justice Kennedy signed on to. So if there is one new justice, the person filling Scalia's seat, I don't think the court will revisit this question. However, the minute Kennedy or Breyer or Ginsburg is replaced by a Republican president, by a conservative nominee, then yes, I think. I think the court will revisit that question.
Emily Bazelon, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.